Good morning. Let me share with my episode from my childhood. When I was a child, I used to be fascinated with aroma of coffee. And it is funny to think about now that I don't even much of a coffee drinker at all. I can only drink decaf coffee, if anything. But at that time, I was dreaming of drinking coffee, and my parents would not let me drink it, because coffee was supposed to be only for adults, and caffeine is not good for children, they said. But once I passed low teen, I was allowed to have a sip of it, just a sip of it, just a teaspoonful of instant coffee, and I was imagining my glorious adulthood, you know, just take a sip of it, you know, just help me to imagine my glorious adulthood when I get to drink a full cup of coffee one day. If you're not a coffee drinker, probably you can still relate to my story before you get to have a full experience of something. Just a taste of it does help us to focus and look forward to things to come. Just as we have taste of Chicago in downtown during the summertime and get to taste foods from all over the world, and we get to have a feel of different countries and their cultures. In the same way, I think healing also gives us a taste of hope and anticipation of wonderful upcoming God's kingdom. And we need to have it today, because healing may not be a full experience of God's kingdom, but when we receive it, we come to know God's love and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ and the presence of the Holy Spirit. Yes. And today, let me touch a little bit about the role of the Holy Spirit in healing, as we are about to have a healing service and we prepare our hearts and minds to ask God for healing. Romans 8, as we all heard, the passage just now discusses the Holy Spirit in details. But today, let us look at the verse 26 through 28. They said, "The Spirit helps us in our weakness, and the Spirit also intercedes for us with groans that words cannot express." And his interceding is in accordance with God's will. The Holy Spirit knew Christians in Rome were suffering under the Roman Empire, and he was groaning without words. Sometimes we may rely too much upon our words, but let us remember, words are not only a way to express or communicate. Don't we get comforted or inspired when we listen to instrumental music? Or don't we feel connected when our pets look at you in certain ways? You know, the Spirit is resonating with their sufferings. Not only their sufferings, but the Spirit was resonating with the suffering of God's creation. You know, that's what the Bible said. Recently, the entire Midwest of the United States and Canada experienced a glimpse of what we call the polar vortex. And it was only for a day and a half, but enough to know there's something very unusual happening on the Earth. According to the article I recently read about the climate change and then coral reefs, recent studies show that high temperatures are weakening and killing corals all over the world. And we only have 10 years or so, actually, to deal with this issue. And my own sister lives in Okinawa, where they're blessed with beautiful coral reefs and a tropical fish. So I took this warning very seriously. But again, more than my own grieving, I believe that Holy Spirit's groaning along with God's creation today. We still have hope, the hope which surpasses our own understanding. And those who believe in the resurrection of Lord Jesus Christ also believe in the resurrection of our bodies and restoration of the earth. Paul says, "We know that all things God works for good, for the good of those who love him." Yes. When we don't have to know how or why, you know, we don't really have to know full power of God, you know, even today. But God is far beyond and above us, and again, works for the good of those who love him. And so today, let us step forward to say yes to the works of the Spirit as we begin, as He begins His healing works within us. And in the past few years, our church went through some dramatic changes, and we are in transition, as we all know. And in the midst of these changes, plus current political situations, some of us may feel very insecure and fearful. And unfortunately, you know, it's very unfortunate, but when we are fearful and pessimistic, we often make wrong decisions. As I mentioned in the last preaching 2 years ago, Japanese Americans were incarcerated during World War II. And at that time, Executive Order 9066 to send 120,000 Japanese Americans to internment camps was not opposed by anyone. Not until many years later, 1988, when President Reagan signing the legislation stating that the decision was based on racial prejudice, wartime hysteria, and a failure to political leadership. Remember, this happened 72 years ago, but we have to be careful not to give in to our fears and make important decisions, especially when fear mongers are becoming more and more vocal and place fears into our psyche. My favorite verse from the 1 John 4:18 says this: "There's no fear in love. The perfect love drives out fears. The Holy Spirit wants to intercede for us when we are suffering. Let us know and let Him know that we want to see a glimpse of hope. We want to have a glimpse of hope. We want to have a taste of God's kingdom. And I believe that He will show us, the Spirit will show us, even today, what it's like in the process of healing." Thank you.